Hi, this is Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. If you're looking for up-to-date market information for cattle, lamb, wool, crops, and regional hay prices, the Roundup and its markets page is all you need. Also, the Roundup has a detailed weekly market results from 5 area auction barns. To subscribe to the Roundup, please call 1-800-967-1647. Thank you.
I'm seeing my father in me.
Join us for the 15th annual Cash Valley Cowboy Rendezvous, March 3rd through the 9th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. The Cowboy Rendezvous boasts free admission to daytime stages of continuous Western music and cowboy poetry and the vendor area. Get your tickets for the featured events, including the Thursday night kickoff concert featuring Susie Bogus, a family dance Friday night, a Saturday matinee featuring the Bar D Wranglers, and the Saturday evening concert with Paul Overstreet. Then the whole weekend culminates Sunday morning with Cowboy Church. Tickets are available at the door or on their website at cvcowboy.org. We'll see you at the Cache Valley Cowboy Rendezvous March 3rd through 9th at the Cache County Event Center in Logan, Utah. Come feed your inner cowboy.
And we share some thoughts about family life.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. We'll continue to play it.
You know, he was a romantic.
He was. Yeah, I've got a couple stories that we could tell, but we're not going to right now. All right, let's go to some music then, shall we? Yeah, let's do that. Riders in the Sky are riding along with us. Yeah. The Arms of My Love.
Why did I ever go chasing cattle and rainbows far away from the arms of my love? Does she wait by the firelight, cry through the long night? Does she dream of the cowboy who rode her heart? Dusty trail, lead me on, and I'll never roam evermore from the arms of my love.
Well, you can never go wrong with Riders in the Sky, can you?
Oh, man, that is good advice there.
Well, especially on Valentine's Day.
Well, of course.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, the day invented by chocolate companies and Hallmark.
Yeah, right. Exactly. If you do a little research on St. Valentine's, it is kind of interesting. The reason he became a saint is because he aided in helping people get married back in the medieval times.
He was a matchmaker.
It was hard to get married. A, it cost money, and B, only, you know, like nobility and things like that. So, yeah, he spent his life's work trying to get people hitched.
So did he forge royalty papers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe. Who knows? Anyway, somebody who knows more than that should be talking about that rather than me.
So how long ago was that?
Back in the 1400? Middle Ages.
Middle Ages.
Yeah, the Middle Ages.
As opposed to the latter ages.
Yeah, instead of the first
and
ages
the
or the
ages.
Last ages.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome.
If you haven't noticed, we're stalling.
Yeah, well, we couldn't figure that one out. So anyway, all right. Cowboy dating.
All
right. Now that's
I'm the king.
You are the king of cowboy dating.
The king, yes.
Yeah. Did you take your wife to be on a first date?
During the courting years and stages of my life.
Sure.
I would take my date.
Yes.
Team roping. And if she would come back with me a second time,
that was a prospect.
There was something to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I took my wife, my now sweetheart, our first date, I took her to a rugby tournament in which I was playing.
Uh-huh.
And she met our parents and our sister.
Right off the bat.
I'm telling you, right off the bat, I could tell right away she was one to ride the river with.
Exactly.
Hey, how about a little cowpoke
what
poetry?
You got?
Well, you know, it's Valentine's Day. We ought to do a little lovesick blues.
I was afraid she may think me uncouth. I felt like a spring buck back in his youth. The moment that I saw her pretty white tooth, I knew she was out of my league. Her natural beauty dropped me to my knees. She glistened like a nose hair after a sneeze. She saddled me just as pretty as you please and rode my poor heart to fatigue. As radiant as a new sun dawning, her yellow sundress sure left me fawning, the one made at Bubba's tent and awning. It always created a fuss. All gussied up from her toes to her head, then accessorized in earrings of red. Walking behind her, some people have said, she looked like the back of a school bus. Watching her work it and strut from the back, popping her hips always knocked me off track, like two hogs fighting in a gunny sack. She rocked me just like a porch swing. She batted those eyelids, then she just smiled. The pheromones emitted drove me half wild. If Sasquatch and Venus had a love child, she sure could have been the offspring.
Oh, baby.
Like Meryl Streep and Robert De Niro, the perfect 10-couple superhero. She was the one, and I was the zero. She was enough to make me beg. Her gorgeous figure knocked me to the floor, with measurements giving her the right score. A 36, 26, 34, and it was almost same on the other leg. Even a strong partnership disappears, and we two grew distant throughout the years. Then like the 76 Buccaneers, I outkicked my punt protection. I always knew she was better than me, and it wouldn't take long for her to see that from this trailer park she could be free, though I affirmed my affection. I took her to Cracker Barrel and to Mickey D's. I bought her sweatpants and all cotton tees, ran power to the outhouse, evicted the bees. But our love began to lose traction.
Watch out!
One day she just left with my flour sack quilt. I was lonesome and depressed to the hilt, but that happens when your love life is built solely on physical attraction.
Well, you know, that's not my wife's favorite poem, but
Anyway. Yeah. Okay.
No kidding.
No kidding. I'll be darned.
I can't believe it.
We probably ought to hurry on
right
to
in.
Dick's pick.
Well, it is a classic.
And who's singing?
Don Edwards.
And what's he singing?
A love song. No, Cowboy's love
Cowboy
song.
Cowboy love song. Very nice.
See the sun a-coming out behind the thunder showers. Honey child, the morning loves you true. Little raindrops glisten on the painted engine flowers. Honey child, the morning loves you true. The muddy road is brown and still, as far as you can see. Honey child, the noontime loves you true. A great big deer's a-watching us beneath that cedar tree. Honey child, the noontime loves you too. Sun is sinking through the trees and leaves the clouds all red. Honey child, the evening loves you true. Like I light a nice warm fire before I go to bed. Honey child, the evening loves you true. Old Lady Moon comes peeking up to see what she can see. Honey child, the nighttime loves you true. Find you sitting on a rock so very close to me. Honey child, I guess I love you too. Honey child, I guess I love you too.
Boy, that is a cowboy love song. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, yeah, advice to the lovelorn and this week, but we're going to ditch out to a cow
real quick.
And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.